Welcome back to the podcast. We're going to be going through how to make money doing what you love, how to build a purpose-led business, how to monetize your passion, how to actually do things you're passionate about. Because this is a topic that gets a bit conflicted with some big names in the world where it's like, you shouldn't worry about your passion, just go work and make money. That's true. I agree with that. So, but at some point, what if you do that for the rest of your life and then you never actually lean into doing what you love and you just stick at a career for 60 years just to pay the bills and you never really lean into what's your purpose? How do I give back? How do I live my gift? How do I give all of who I am to the world and get paid to do it? So if that interests you, if you're interested in either going from a career into something that you're passionate about, maybe you're already in business, but you're not that fulfilled in doing so, or maybe you're already running a business, building a business, doing what you love, you're just looking for some fine tuning, all of those types of people, this video is for you. So sit back, strap in and enjoy. I'm going to be going through the 5 steps to take so you can go from the start to improve, to scale, to help and impact people. So with that being said, if you could take literally 3 seconds of your life to like this video, subscribe if you haven't subscribed, leave your biggest takeaway after you finish the video in the comments. It just helps the channel grow, helps me bring on beautiful, bigger guests for you guys. So it's a win across the board. So thank you for taking the time to do that. And with that being said, let's rock and roll. The first thing I want to start with, this quote really encapsulates what I'm about to talk to really beautifully. When what you do is the fullest expression of who you are, you will do your life's best work. I'm going to repeat that one for you. When what you do is the fullest expression of who you are, you will do your life's best work. What does that mean? We all have a purpose. I'm going to talk about that soon. We all have our true essence and energy and our authenticity. When you get to be who you are authentically, at the fullest expression, in a way that serves others and gives back to others, and you build a business that allows you to get paid to do it, you will love what you do every single day. You'll wake up with enthusiasm to actually go do the thing that's meaningful to you because you know it's of service and you're being who you truly are. You're not selling your soul to get paid. And don't get me wrong, most people, me included, start there. My first job was at McDonald's and then I worked at Subway and then I built businesses that wasn't my passion because I didn't know what it was back then. So I just want to, maybe a side note for right now, I'm not saying you have to wait till you know your purpose and your passion to get started. I say just get started, use what you've got. But at some point along your journey, and a lot of entrepreneurs do this, where you either burn out because you're not fulfilled with the business, or maybe you even succeed in your business, you make some good money, but you're still not fulfilled. You still feel empty on the inside. So the reason I'll repeat the quote one more time, when what you do is the fullest expression of who you are, you will do your life's best work. So that means the takeaway from this is get clear on who you truly fucking are. Get clear on who you are truly authentically and what your purpose is. What lights your soul on fire? Then do that. And another side note, maybe you aren't built for business or you're not willing to become and work on yourself and learn the skills to build a business. That's okay as well. Then just get clear on your purpose, then go find a career, which is the most aligned career for you. If you're someone who loves people, go find a role, which is like a customer care role or a customer support role, where you actually get to care and look after people, deal with people. Don't be behind a computer screen all day doing numbers and spreadsheets. So get clear on your purpose and go find a career that's aligned with it. Or for a lot of people that want freedom and want max amount of impact, business is going to be your venture. So with that being said, I'm going to share my screen. So if you're not watching the video of this podcast, I would actually recommend watching the video. So if you go to YouTube, or I believe Spotify has the video as well, I recommend doing that because right now I'm sharing my screen. If you want to take a screenshot and whack this on your Instagram story, give me a tag. But this is the flow of how I help people. So how do you live an inspired life? You want to figure out your purpose. We're not doing that today. I'm just showing you the flow of things. So that's why you're here. It's your gift to give back to the world. And I have a process. I run masterclasses, free masterclasses called The Purpose Process. And I have it in my community where I teach you how to do this step by step. You don't need to go meditate in the mountains for 10 years. You don't need to go drink all this plant medicine to figure it out. There's actually a process to go through and you get clear on your purpose. Your purpose is why you're here. It lights you up the most. It's your gift. It's your soul's expression of who you truly are. So you want to get clear on that. It's a big, big, Some people freak out when they hear that. I don't know what my purpose is. I'm lost in life. It's okay. There's a purpose process I can take you through. Okay, you get clear on that. Now, that's an immeasurable. It's unmeasurable. You can't measure your purpose. It's not a measurement. It's not something analytical. There's nothing you can actually measure it for. It's just something that fulfills you intrinsically. Then we break it down into a mission. A mission and vision. A mission is a goal. It's a mission statement. If you've ever heard of a BHAG before in the business world, a big, hairy, audacious goal, that's what a mission is. A mission is a measurable goal to impact people. I'll give you an example of what mine is. My purpose is to heal and expand consciousness. It's an expression of your biggest core wounds. I'm not going to get into that today because that's too long for this video. Then my mission is to coach 1 million people to live an inspired life. So now that's measurable because then I can start to break it down. That's where we get down to outcomes, which is what we're going to be going through today. We go through your values as well. Your values are the areas of your life that intrinsically drive you the most. They fill you up the most. Now, I'm not going to get into what values are. I've got a free training on my podcast, episode 200, where I teach you how to figure out your values for free if you want to go figure that out because most people don't know what their values are. And then we get into outcomes. This is when we get into like the nitty gritty. Okay, what needs to be done for me to achieve the goals, for me to fulfill my mission, and for me to express my purpose? So that's the big flow of things. Now, to be able to actually build a purpose-led business or monetize your passion, you need to know what it is, right? So this is why I like to do this first. Most people will start business without knowing this, and that's okay. I did that too. I went and opened up 3 gyms because I thought that's what I didn't know what I wanted to do. I was just chasing goals with no direction, and I did okay. I did well, but I got to a point where I was like, I'm just not happy doing this. I'm just not fulfilled doing this. I got clear on my purpose, got clear on my mission, my vision, my values, and I was like, hey, this is just not for me. I want to go this direction. This is what lights me up the most. And now I've done that, and now I've built and I'm running and building a business doing what I love, so I'm excited every single day. I get to wake up and do what the fuck I want every single day. And that's the goal for me to show you how to do that, okay? So this is the flow of things. Again, take a photo of that, put it on your Instagram story, give me a tag if you want as well. But that's what we want to work on. We're going to be focused on literally more so the outcomes. We're going to get quite tactical. We're not going through these things today because, again, we haven't got the time. So then we're going to flow across. So this is me getting super tactical with you guys. So business is just solving problems. That's all it is. A business is all you're doing. And this is just part of my, this is some of the stuff that I teach my guys in my conscious community, which we'll come to soon. So a business just solves problems. If you want to get into business, you need to solve people's problems. That's all you're doing. And the bigger the problem, the more you get paid for, or the more effectively and efficiently and how fast you can solve people's problems with a great experience, the more you get to get paid. And then how well are you, or how good are you, I should say, at building systems, refining systems, hiring people, leading people, communication skills, all that stuff, that will make your business better. So you want to get clear on, for people, let's pretend you know your passion. So I'll sort of walk you through this. Let's pretend that you know what you love. Or maybe let me ask you a better question. What do you believe your passion is? What lights you up the most? What fulfills you the most? Is it impacting people? Is it healing people? Is it being a teacher? Is it fashion? Is it image? Is it beauty? Is it finances? Is it health? Is it wealth? Is it relationships? Is it travel? Is it music? Is it dancing? Whatever it may be, it's okay. It's whatever it is authentically to you. Again, it's a big conversation, so we can't go fully into it, but just pick something for now. Just authentically lean into it. For me, it's coaching. I call that healing as well. So that's me. So I love coaching people, healing people, helping people find their purpose, helping people heal through their shit, and helping people live an authentic, expressed life. That's what mine is. So you want to get clear on what do you love? Then what problems can you solve doing what you love? If you love health, what health problems? Because that's a big broad category, right? Are you helping people recover from injury? Are you helping people with gut issues? Are you helping people with skin issues? Are you helping people put on muscle? Are you helping people just feel confident in their body? That's probably more of a mindset thing, but you want to get clear on what problems can you solve? Because if you can't solve problems, you're not going to do well at business. You're not going to have any business. You're just going to be trying to sell people shit, and they're not going to have the value from it because you're not solving their problems. So you want to get clear on what problems can I solve? Might be confidence, might be energy, might be health, might be gut issues, it might be wealth issues, might be relationship, whatever. You just want to think of what problems can I solve? And if you can't solve people's problems, that's okay. Then keep working on yourself. We need to help ourselves before we help others. So maybe you need to invest into some more coaches, some more courses, read some more books, take some more action, get in the right rooms, talk to the right people. That's okay. But once you get to a point, so this is a good line to aim for, as soon as you can solve people's problems, you can build a business. Literally, that's all you need to do. If you can solve someone's problem, you qualify to be able to build a business. I'm not saying you're going to be successful at it, but at least you've got the requirement needed to actually do it. Because if you can't solve a problem, you can't run a business. So now you want to get clear on, this is going a little bit more tactical. All we're doing in business, just to see this through a different lens, is taking someone from an undesired state to a desired state. So say let's use health as an example, because most people can relate to it at some level. Say someone's overweight, so they've got excess body fat, they're obese, they're overweight, they've got no energy, and they're really lacking confidence. Let's say that's their undesired state. That's where they are right now. Then you want to get clear on, what do you need to do, given your skills, given your passion, given your expertise, given what you're good at, how do you take them to the desired state? That might be happy, confident, full of energy, fit and healthy, vitality, wellness, or whatever you want to, however you want to word it. What do you need to go through? What are your steps? What's your system? What's your method? What's your process for you to take people from A to B? And then you turn that into a business. It's literally as simple as that. I'm going to take you through some more steps to give some more clarity, but that's in essence what we're doing. How do we take someone from a state that they don't like with all these problems? What process, method, recipe do you need to take them through to get them to the desired state? That's all we're doing. And then you build a business that allows you to do that at scale to whatever degree that you want to. So some steps that I would be going through, so if you want to exercise to do, is literally just write down on paper, what do you love? What problems do you solve would be the second step. Then what steps would I take someone through to help solve their problems? Again, let's use the health example I was using before. You might want to get clear on their calories. You might want to help them understand basic nutrition. You might want to fix up their gut issues. You might want to work on their mindset a bit, because confidence is a mindset. It's not a physical thing. So what are the steps you need to go through for you to actually solve these problems to get them to the desired state? Hope you're following along so far. Then from there, you've now got clear on what you love. You know how you're solving problems. You've got a rough little map of how you're going to help people. Then you want to start to think of, how do I want to deliver this? Now, if you're new to business, don't worry too much about this, because this is probably getting a little bit ahead of yourself, but it's good to have a bit of a visual picture. But you want to understand, how do you want to deliver your product? You're going to have what's called an intro offer. That's like a leverage offer. It's something for free. It's something very cheap. It's so people can start to get used to you, understand your value, understand your energy, your essence. Because it's like the cliche example. If you walk up to a beautiful woman or a beautiful man at the bar that you've never met before, and you say, hey, nice to meet you, would you like to marry me? It's probably not going to happen, right? Because you haven't met them, you haven't worked with them, you haven't got to know each other. You've just gone straight for the kill. So you want things that people can consume you. For me, examples of that is your content on social media, my podcast, what you're listening to right now. I've had a lot of my higher ticket clients come through, people that buy my high ticket option. A lot of people come through watching my podcast. Like, oh, I watched your podcast. It was so awesome. I loved your energy, loved the value you brought, and I wanted to work with you. Awesome. So you want to have something that's valuable that anyone can get, and it's really cheap, if not free. Then you want to have a core offer, which is like kind of what you're known for. It's your core offer. Now, I actually don't do a core offer anymore. I used to. I actually do these two now, but again, I don't want to overcomplicate it. I just want to give you some things to think about for the future if you're new to your journey. You want a high ticket option. This is where most of your profit's going to be coming from, that it's very exclusive. It's a lot more intimate, and they're people that pay a lot for your time and your energy, and it does take up most of your energy to be able to do that. And then a subscription offer. I really love the subscription offer. That's what I've changed to. I've gone from a core offer to a subscription offer, and I've really enjoyed it. But you just want to have to think about, how do you want to deliver it? If you're brand new, don't worry too much about this right now, because that's something you'll build on. Because literally all of these offers will solve the same problem at different degrees with different levels of service. My subscription offer solves a lot of the same problems my high ticket offer does. My high ticket just has more personal time with me. My high ticket is one-on-one coaching. My subscription offer is my school community. It's my conscious community, where you still get access to me to some degree. You get all the modules and tools and spreadsheets and all that stuff that you get, but you don't get to have one-on-one calls with me every week. So I'm solving the same problem, just in a different format. I'm delivering it differently. So just maybe pause this, or maybe just write down some notes. Okay, I know who I am. I know what problems I can solve. I know how I'm going to solve them. How would you want to deliver it? Some examples, you might have an ebook. as an intro offer. You might have a free discovery call as an intro offer. You might have a podcast. You might have a spreadsheet, a free report. You might have a cheap discovery call. Maybe they pay $20, $50 to jump on a call with you. This obviously varies significantly depending on the business, depending on the industry, depending where you're at. Like Tony Robbins is not doing intro calls, right? He doesn't need to. At the start, he would have done a lot of things for free, but he doesn't need to anymore. And he still does a lot of things for free. He runs free challenges, 6-day challenges, because he still has that to bring people into his world, even though he's obviously very well known. So this is just what you want to start to get your mind to think about. How do I want to deliver my service using the method, my formula, my recipe to help people get results? You can obviously break this down into a lot of detail. I'm not going to now. I just want to give you guys a bit of a big picture. Now, from there, you can actually start doing it. So if you're brand new, you've just got clear, okay, this is what I love. This is how I can help people. This is my method of how I can help people. Go find 5 people. Go message, talk to, connect with 5 people. Well, keep going until you get 5 people to say yes. And you talk to them, have a normal conversation. Hey, how you doing? What's news in your life? Fantastic. Awesome. Blah, blah, blah. Have a bit of a connection conversation. And then you want to get to a point where you say, hey, look, hey, Sarah, sorry for the direct message. I just want to let you know, I'm actually helping people solve whatever problem you're solving, solve gut issues, confidence issues, skin issues, insert whatever the problem is. I'm actually looking for 5 people to help for free to solve these problems. And I'm going to work with them very personally, intimately to help them with these. Is that something that you'd be interested in? Sorry, I reword that. Do you know anyone who might be interested in that? Or are you interested in that yourself? So if you go the indirect approach, it's a lot softer rather than just saying, hey, do you want to work with me? And again, there's nothing wrong with that. I've done that before as well. But you just want to go find, keep doing that. So talk to someone, have a conversation. If you're like, oh, I don't have anyone to talk to, pull up your fucking phone, go to Instagram, post content. If you're not posting content, I'm not talking about content today, but start posting content, start following people you think are your target market, who have the problems that you can solve. Go to Facebook, join Facebook groups, add people, connect with people. Like, you got to do the work. Or alternatively, go knock on doors. I'd rather use social media. You just do what you need to do. And if you're not willing to do this, guys, don't start business. If you're not willing to connect with people, follow people, add people, and talk to people to try help people, don't fucking start business. It's too fucking challenging for you. Go get a job. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just being super real with you. So keep going until you get at least 5 people to say, yes, I know someone who would be interested, and they'll refer you to someone. Or they say, yes, I'd be interested in that myself. Fantastic. Then you take those 5 people on for free. Yes, for free, because you've got no value yet. You haven't got proven results yet. You haven't got any testimonials yet. And you want to refine your product. And you say, hey, look, the reason I'm doing this for free is because, one, I want to refine my teaching so I can improve my product. And I'd love to get feedback from you. And I'd love to get a testimonial from you if I deliver, when I deliver what I tell you I can do. How's that sound? Is that fair enough? Absolutely. So you do that. You get 5 people. You get 5 killer results. If you don't get killer results, then you need to go back and refine your service. Why did it not work? Why did you get 1 out of 5 people to get the desired result? What was their feedback? What went wrong? What can you improve? Go back, do it again. Keep going until you get 5 killer testimonials, killer results. Because those people can then refer you more people. They might turn into paid clients in the future. And at least you've got social proof that you actually can help people. And then you do that. And then once you've done that, you can then start asking people, instead of saying for free, that you're just looking to help people achieve ABC, XYZ. Is that something that you're interested in? And if they say, yes, fantastic, here's my intro offer. Would you be interested in jumping on a call together? Whatever it is. That's getting a little bit more tactical into, like, how do you book in calls? How do you make sales and optimize your systems and processes? Again, not going through that today. I just want to go quite big picture. That is literally how you go from not started, like not doing anything, to literally getting clients, getting paid clients. Just do those 5 steps. Get clear on what you love, your purpose. What do you love? What lights you up? What fulfills you? What problems can you solve? How do you solve those problems, which would be your method or your formula or your recipe? Go talk to enough people until you get 5 people to say yes, and you help those 5 people to get testimonials and results and social proof, and then you transition into getting paid clients. That's it. That's how you get started. And then you work into, okay, now what are my offers? What's my scalable option? What's my high ticket? How do I sell high ticket? How do I build systems? How do I build processes? How do I build an audience? How do I build an email list? There's like all those other things that come with the journey. But I just wanted to give you guys like the runway of how you get started. Get clear on what the fuck you love. Get clear on what problems that you can solve. Get clear on your method or your recipe or the pillars that you would use to help those people. Go get 5 results to prove to yourself that you can do it, and get some social proof, some testimonials, and some referrals off the back end of it, and then go help some people and get paid to do it. And then from there, it obviously expands and there's all these other things you want to work on. I hope this helped, guys. I hope you got value from this. If you did, please comment down below your biggest takeaway. Share this with a friend as well that you think would get value from this. And if you're interested in working with me, I have a conscious community down below, which is my subscription offer. It's literally $49 a month. Cancel anytime. You get to learn all the self-mastery things, which is purpose, mission, vision, values, healing, and all the stuff for yourself. And we go into business. We go into relationships. We go into a lot more. Alternatively, I do one-on-one coaching. That is application only. Thank you so much for being on this podcast. I appreciate you. I'll see you on the next one. I'll speak to you soon.